You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
Yeah, they say soda sales are on the decline, but you know, if it's just 3%, which is what I recently read, down from 8.9 billion cases sold every year, for me, that's just not enough. Well, we have Dr. Margo Wootan, Director of Nutrition at the Center for Science in the Public Interest with us today, and she is going to give us some help in how to speed up this decline. Dr. Wootan, it's amazing. I read that we drink 44 gallons of soda a year. Is that right? And does that include kids?
It's unbelievable how much soda we drink. You know, it's just everywhere we go, and it's served in big portions. When Coke first came out, it was about 6.5 ounces. Now you can get a double gulp, which is, you know, 60 ounces, 600 calories of soda. It's just, it's become the number one source of calories in our diet today for adults and kids.
Wow, number one source, and I'll bet people are saying, well, that's why I drink diet soda. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't think about the calories that they're drinking. You know, they think about the calories in food differently, and the beverage that comes along with it, they're not really adding that on. So a lot of people don't realize when they go out to eat, you know, they might be eating a 1,000-calorie meal, which is already a lot, and then they're adding on a 400-calorie soft drink, which is almost a whole extra meal's worth of calories. Going to diet soda does help. Some of the additives that are used, the artificial sweeteners, are not studied as well as they should, but the risk from drinking all those extra calories is clearly a much bigger problem for most people than the mild or small amount of risk they would get from drinking a diet soda. So it's kind of the lesser of two evils.
Well, yeah, I would say that. And when you're talking about the calories from a soda, you're talking about calories that have no nutrient value, at least from my perspective, correct?
Absolutely. We're adding all these extra calories to our diet, but they don't come with any good nutrition.
Well, there you have it. So diet soda, you mentioned just briefly, I can't let this go by without saying something. Those artificial additives have some serious side effects, or at least that's what has been pointed out by research. And it's also noted that people drink diet soda don't lose weight necessarily. They end up gaining weight. And part of it is, I think, sodas stimulate our appetite. Am I on course with that, Dr. Wootan?
Well, there are some risks from artificial sweeteners, but they're not linked to obesity. A lot of the studies that show a link between drinking diet soda and obesity are what they call cross-sectional studies. And so really it's more the effect and the cause are getting mixed up. It's that people who are overweight and trying to diet drink diet soda rather than that diet soda contributes to obesity. So when you're thinking about diet soda for yourself, I think it's really a matter of weighing the risk. If you just occasionally have a soda and it's really just a treat and it's not, you know, adding a ton of calories to your weekly diet, maybe go for a regular soda. If you're someone who really has a hard time staying away from it and you're drinking a lot of soda and it's adding a lot of extra calories, you're probably better off with diet. Ideally, go to seltzer water or real, you know, flat water, something else that's healthy. But, you know, looking at the risk versus benefit, better to go with a diet soda than a regular soda if that's what you're left with.
Yeah, and I just think plain water or infused water is just fine, frankly. There are a lot of benefits versus the lesser of the two evils syndrome, which you've just described. Yeah.
There's so many different flavored waters today, too. And, you know, even if you just get a seltzer water and ask for a slice of lemon or lime, or in my own fridge, I'll make flavored waters. You know, just throw some strawberries into a pitcher with water and leave it overnight. And that's delicious and is a treat without adding any extra calories or artificial sweeteners that might be contributing to poor health.
You know, they've made that so easy because they've got these big jugs with the little spouts. And so you just pour water, some really, you know, a nice water in there. And then I just put slices of whatever fruit I have, limes, lemons, as you say, strawberries, blueberries, change it up. Kids love it. They love the spout concept. And then it tastes good. And it's just a lot less expensive, short and long term, actually. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I want to get back to the, see if I'm correct in the stat that I mentioned is 8.9 billion cases are sold, I think, in the U.S. a year. Does that sound right?
So the decline that you talked about, you know, about a 2-3%, that's over the last year. But if you look over the long term, since 1998, sugary soda sales have been steadily declining, which is really good news. And altogether, they've declined by about 15%. So we're moving in the right direction, but still people are drinking way too much soda, and it's contributing to obesity, to diabetes, heart disease, to dental caries. It really is one of the biggest problems in our diet today, adding all these extra calories that are contributing directly to diseases. The biggest diseases that are killing us, that are raising our health care costs, that are affecting our quality of life.
Well, you are so right. We can see it all around us every day. I hear about another sad story about another person I care about. It makes me sad indeed. However, we're talking about how to speed up the shrinkage of sales, which means we need to stop buying and serving it. Do you have any other ways that we can help drive this movement?
Well, there are the personal choices that you make each day and switching to healthier beverages, which we talked about. But also, the policies make a big difference, and how much soda is just available to us during the day as we, you know, go from place to place. So we've been working to try to swap out soda for healthier beverages in schools, on government property, at the checkout aisle. You know, just seeing that soda there. So say you're doing your grocery shop at the end of the day, you're tired, you had a hard day, maybe you have your kids with you who are, you know, tugging at your pant leg, asking for stuff. People end up buying soda or candy or other junk food that they didn't expect to buy, they didn't plan to buy, they didn't even maybe want to buy, but it's just there. You go to a meeting for work, and what they have is soda there, and so you end up drinking an extra 250 calories that you hadn't planned on. And so having policies that reduce the amount of soda that's available and increase access to water can really lead to big changes for the whole country and help to reduce, you know, the temptation, the number of calories that people would inadvertently eat or drink. Okay.
Yeah, it comes down to temptation and how to remove that. So through your work at the Center for Public Center for Science in the Public Interest, stop and think about what that says, because they really stand behind it. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, that's our interest. Is there something we can do in tying in with you all to help with the policy side of this?
Absolutely. We're working on policies in a number of areas. One thing right now is that Republicans in the House of Representatives are thinking about repealing the law that has gotten soda out of schools. And that just doesn't make any sense with the high rates of childhood obesity. And even Coke and Pepsi have agreed that they shouldn't be selling soda in schools. Why would they be pushing to get soda and candy bars and other junk food back in schools? You can also work to get soda out of the vending machines in your own workplace. When you have workplace meetings, adopt a meeting policy so that healthy food and beverages are provided. Policies like soda taxes, I know people think are controversial, but they can lead to significant declines in soda consumption. Warning labels and other policies really can make a difference.
So it's policy, 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 policy. We've run out of time, but all you have to do is to go to www.cspinet.org, and you'll find out how you can help with policy. Thank you, Dr. Hutten. It's been so great to have you with us. Please, all those who are listening, go to our website, kidcritics.org, and in the meantime, eat well and stay well.